you love reality shows like TKO so much, but life forces you to go outside, how about checking out the Dish Tailgater Pro portable satellite antenna, which lets you watch live TV, news, sports, entertainment in HD anywhere in the continental United States. So whether you fish, hunt, RV, tailgate, it's TV as flexible as your travel plans. Visit dishoutdoors.com for more and stay tuned for a very special offer in this podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host, Mr.
Rob Sesternino. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so excited to be here. Rob has a podcast. Are you ready?
Who are you yelling at?
I've taken hosting lessons from Kevin Hart. I thought that's how you're supposed to post a podcast
it's
now.
It's not.
Everybody, please welcome the great first lady of podcasting, Nicole Sesternino. Nicole!
That was like Kevin Hart and Russell Hans had a baby.
Yes. Okay. Wow. TKO. TKO. TKO.
No.
Okay, it is almost 10 p.m. I have convinced my wife, the first lady of podcasting, Nicole Sesternino. Nicole, how are you?
I'm good. I'd like to be the first lady of podcasting and then your wife.
Yes, okay. I convinced my wife to watch the premiere of TKO, so you don't have to, or maybe you did and you're also here with us.
You don't have to.
And so we are here to talk about what went on CBS on Wednesday night, the new show from executive producer Mark Burnett, which will be manning the Survivor time slot here for the rest of the summer.
Keep it safe.
Yep. Possibly. And so TKO, Total Knockout. We watch the show. We're here to talk about it and answer any questions here on this TKO recap. Yes.
People had questions about the episode?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of people that are listening to this that did not watch TKO, but are waiting for us to explain it to them.
Okay.
So that is what we're here to do. Nicole.
Yes.
Nicole also I had to convince her that I told her that she could drink a large amount of wine also.
I'm a little buzzed.
To watch
I'm
TKO.
A little buzzed.
Would you say that it is similar to the feeling of several volleyballs to the head?
There is no other feeling than balls to the head.
Okay. All right. Nicole. So I will turn it over to you.
No, please don't. I don't like driving.
Please, can you explain the premise of TKO?
Well, there's an obstacle course.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get through it.
Yes.
While balls are being thrown at you from every direction, through every body part.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you fall off the first time, you have to get back on the horse and do it again. And then if you fall off again, you're knocked out. You're TKO'd.
Yeah, unlike in boxing, where three times when you fall off, that's a TKO. In total knockout, if you fall down twice, that's a TKO.
I was like a little confused about that too, but whatever.
Rob, you're overthinking this.
Whatever.
Yeah, we're putting more thought into this than maybe anybody did ahead of time.
There's not enough time to get knocked out three times.
Okay. So there are four obstacles?
There's four zones.
Four zones.
Four
okay.
zones.
You have to go through the zone, and then if you fall off, if you fall off twice, you get a
That's
minute
a knockout.
Minute penalty.
Right. The first
and then
time,
you just go to the next zone.
Right. The first time you get knocked out is a knockout. The second time you get knocked out is a total knockout, and that's a 1 minute penalty.
So there are five total contestants. One person is going through the obstacle course. The other four people
Here's
are...
Here's the twist.
Yes.
Here's the twist.
Yes. Manning the different battle stations.
Mm-hmm.
So in the first station, one person has like the volleyball cannon. In the second station, somebody has what? The frizz boom?
Yes.
I don't know if I can match up the weapons with the correct ops. And then there's one part where somebody has like a giant hammer that they could drop on you. And there's also giant spiky balls that they could shoot at you. That it's like something like the cloud would drop on Super Mario.
Yes, totally.
Yes.
But what's confusing, or it's not really confusing, I don't know if it's fair, but like you have unlimited balls mm-hmm. for like when you get them shot at you.
Yes.
And then you have unlimited frisbees yes. on steroids yes. being shot at you.
Frisboom.
But then you only have two hammers.
Mm-hmm.
So you have two shots to nail the person.
Yes.
And then with the spiky balls, you only get three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So three shots.
Yes. That's unfair. I mean, everybody has the same.
Right. But you should have unlimited for everybody.
I guess so. That's your problem with TKO?
It's one of them.
Okay. So we're going to talk you through this recap of TKO. But Nicole, just big picture, what was your impression of TKO?
It was fun.
It was fun. See, I think Nicole liked it.
I mean,
so I think Nicole is the target demo for TKO. Nicole likes watching people fall down. She doesn't like to think about strategy.
I laugh.
She
when
likes
people fall.
Watching people get hit with things.
Balls.
So yes, she likes lots of jokes about balls.
Yes.
So this one, TKO might have been the perfect show for Nicole.
Have a glass of wine and watch this show. You will be tickled.
So Nicole
pink.
Is actually pretty high on TKO.
I don't know if I'll watch it next week. If you promise me wine, I might.
I found myself getting a little bored during TKO, especially during the middle, because it turns out that TKO is actually extremely difficult.
It's really hard.
And most of the people that they got on the show, and this was the first episode. I don't know where it's going to go from there, but it seemed like that they picked people that were not actually good at doing TKO. So if you were just tuning in for ha, 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 I love watching people fall down, then... You know, I was not a Wipeout watcher. I think that this is much more Wipeout than American Ninja Warrior. And American Ninja Warrior really loads you up on the gravitas of, they really load you up on where, okay, Nicole's sister Nino, blah, 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 blah. And they like your whole backstory. And it's like,
well, that is a professional.
My father left me when I was two. So I started working in the cigarette factory. And every, you know, they really, you know, get you with the sob story. It's a nice pairing with This Is Us on NBC.
But American Ninja Warrior, like, people actually do that for a living. Like, people do obstacle courses for a living.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if anybody's making a living.
They're not making a lot of money, but they're doing it.
From TKO, Total Knockout. All right. So then, so you get money if you win TKO.
There's, not a lot.
Not really a lot.
Not a lot.
If you win the night of TKO, you get 50K, which I guess by comparison, if you come in second place after 3 months of Big Brother, you also get 50K.
Yeah, well, that's good. But if you're getting balls thrown at your head and you only get $1,000, that kind of
And then
sucks.
If you come in second, I think you get $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
If you come in third, you get $2,500. You come in fourth, you get $1,000. And you come in fifth, you get nothing.
You get nothing.
And then you get ranked over the course of the night.
You get humiliated.
Yes. And then the winner of TKO gets to come back in the TKO Battle Royal later on. But yeah, that's only $100,000.
And that's not even guaranteed.
Yeah.
Because they still have to have the best times.
Right. The top five winners from TKO will come back for the TKO Battle Royal.
Mm-hmm.
And
Royale.
So, Royale, whatever. Okay. And so that's how you play TKO. It is hosted by star of film and stand-up comedy, Kevin Hart.
Are you a Kevin Hart fan?
I mean, I don't know who's not a Kevin Hart fan.
He's so lovable.
He's so lovable here, but, you know, God bless him. But, I mean, Kevin Hart is going to fake laugh through an hour of TKO. Nobody could find the people falling down in the same ways as funny as many times in a row as Kevin Hart. I mean, there is not a person that falls down that Kevin Hart isn't like, oh, ha, 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 ha.
You are mistaken. I found it just as funny.
Every time?
Mostly.
Every single time?
Oh.
Yeah. So Kevin Hart was...
Well, that's why he's a professional and you're
not. Well, I think I would have a hard time faking it so much all the way through.
Well, maybe he wasn't faking it.
Maybe he wasn't. Maybe Kevin Hart finds people falling down the funniest thing in the whole world. And every time it happens, that it kills him.
I think what kills him are his own jokes about them falling.
Yes. Okay.
Boob shot.
Well, yes. He cracks himself up.
Oh, boob shot. Boob shot.
I mean, there's not that many things for Kevin Hart to say because it's the same obstacles over and over again. And he's just got to just call it out. Headshot! Headshot!
Yeah.
Arm shot!
Yeah.
So that I find it to be a little repetitive over the course of 1 hour.
He's got a tough job.
Yeah. The contestants are also encouraged to talk a lot of crap to the other people.
Yes.
There's a lot of trash talking going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you are really like reduced to your occupation. And so you get a lot of taunting based on your line of work.
Not necessarily. The nurse actually was being taunted for being a zombie.
Yes, okay. So let's meet the contestants that we're going to compete on TKO. There were five people. There was Barry White Jr., no relation.
Barry White Jr. That's right. Any relation to the original Barry White?
Not at all. I can't sing, so I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Barry White Jr., though, is famous for he has a video where he's a teacher and he gives a series of choreographed handshakes to people.
Each child in his class mm-hmm. gets their own personalized handshake.
This is my nightmare, that anybody ever tries to do a choreographed handshake with me. I get very flustered.
Sweaty.
Sweaty. Sweaty. Where it's not good. I live in fear that somebody wants to do a choreographed handshake with me.
I'm getting anxiety thinking of you doing it.
Yeah, it's not good. But Barry White Jr., say he is, to date, the greatest TKO player that's ever played. He would run the race first. And this is like a classic reality TV trope of first show, first night, season premiere, any competition reality show, the first person that goes, American Idol, The Voice, The Bachelor, anything. Okay, the first person they bring out in front of the judges, do the obstacle course, that person is going to do great.
So I felt like he was in a really good spot because going first, he didn't have to waste energy throwing frisbees, yeah. throwing balls, throwing a hammer around. That seemed kind of exhausting. Imagine like doing that for four rounds.
I guess I don't think it's that. I mean, shooting the volleyball cannon doesn't seem that exhausting.
The frisbee.
The frizz boom, is it that heavy?
Well, you have to put force into it.
I guess so. I don't think it's exhausting you.
Well, not everybody half-asses it like you.
Well, why would I half-ass the frizz boom? Well, is this a rap-isode that we're going to do of me versus you in the TKO
I will
course?
Knock you down with a frisboom. Okay.
Well, we're just talking about the people that are playing.
Yes.
Then there was Tracy, who was a nurse, who kind of was wearing scrubs.
And a stethoscope.
And it had a stethoscope.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we got it. She's a nurse. Like, she had to run the TKO course in the nurse costume.
Well, she didn't take the stethoscope off.
Yeah. Okay. She also does dress up as a nurse.
Here's where it gets
slash
weird.
Clown.
Slash zombie.
Slash zombie.
To
yes.
scare her children.
Right. Kevin Hart actually said something funny to her when she was talking about this.
I dressed up and I tried to scare my nieces and nephews. So I like went out into the woods and was like hiding behind trees and making noises.
Don't do that to a black person. Don't do that. Don't play that game.
She would be my least favorite aunt.
Right.
I would hate her.
Yeah. So
like,
she was,
don't invite Aunt Tracy over.
Yeah. Aunt Tracy, I said, looking at her, I felt like that she was going to be a long shot.
Did you catch what her husband's name was?
What was it?
Furious.
And I don't know. It's just like the casting was just like all over the place where I felt like they were trying to cast like a couple people like any normal person can do this. But it did not go well. I think you need to be an elite athlete to get through the TKO course.
I don't know. I think like look at the police officer. Like you have to be in good shape.
Jorge yeah. the cop.
Yeah.
Jorge the cop, we found out that Jorge the cop had a very scary experience prior to coming on TKO.
I think this course is easier than getting attacked by like a giant naked man in midnight on PCP, you know?
Which actually happened to him.
And apparently is not as difficult as running the course.
Yes, yes. I think that Jorge did better with the guy on PCP chasing him than he ultimately would do on TKO.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth contestant was Melanie. Melanie is a 42-year-old mom, and she's also a cheerleader.
And has the biggest boobs I've ever seen.
Yes. I was going to ask you to, could you describe her?
She is a very beautiful 40-something-year-old woman mm-hmm. with the tiniest waist and the biggest boobs I have ever seen in my life.
Right, yeah.
But really great arms, too, by the way.
So good arms.
Yes.
So, yes.
And but she's a little odd where she makes strange noises.
She does make odd noises, yes.
We found out that you do something really special for your daughter.
Okay, so what are you doing here? What is that noise?
That's me making my dolphin noise.
Can I hear it?
I love dolphins, but that makes me want to hit her.
You hated the dolphins. You hate dolphins now.
No.
Because of Melanie.
It's really creepy.
Okay. And then there was another, the fifth woman who went,
uh-huh.
who was actually very surprising.
Yes.
Her name, I think, was Jessie Geronimo.
Geronimo.
They only referred to her as Geronimo.
Yeah.
She's some sort of behavioral specialist.
Which is strange because her behavior was really annoying.
Yes. How was it annoying?
She was just like, she was talking so much smack that it was like annoying. And then when she was talking to Kevin, it was like, okay, let him talk. He's the host.
Yes. She felt simpatico with Kevin Hart because she felt that they were both short people.
You know what? I'm a short person.
As a fellow short person.
I don't think I would bring that up with Kevin.
You would not open with that?
First, I forget that I'm short.
You forget that?
I forget that I'm short.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you would, and you would let Kevin Hart host the show?
You let the host
mm-hmm.
as a co-host.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. This is not your philosophy.
No, I always say you are the host. I don't ever want to be a host.
Okay. So those are the five contestants mm-hmm. that we're going to go through on TKO. Now, Nicole, very early on, in 5 seconds into the show, said, well, why doesn't somebody just jump in the pit 2 times quickly in a row?
Right.
And because then ultimately what would happen is you would like fall off, and then and then go on to the next thing. You would accumulate a 4-minute time penalty going through each time. But I think had you done Nicole's strategy, I think you would have been the winner of
totally.
Total Knockout.
Like, see, all right, say you...
The game is loud.
You start it, you just jump in.
And this is not Russell, this is Kevin Hart.
No. You jump in and you get out. Say that takes 30 seconds. And then you jump back in again. The clock stops.
Mm-hmm.
I would have won.
Yeah, I do think that there is a major flaw in the game.
And then if you would have gotten that 90-second...
Right.
Bonus, like
right. That would be hard to get because you would stink.
But I would have a lot of energy. I wouldn't yeah. be exhausted.
I mean, basically, the first person, Barry White Jr. and Geronimo, they were both good. Neither was great.
I feel like Geronimo was better than Barry White.
Okay. Yeah. That she was surprised because she was, I don't know, she was, you know, a firecracker.
Yeah.
You know, you maybe didn't expect it from her. But the three people in the middle really stunk.
They were terrible.
I mean, there was a point for a half an hour where nobody made it through an obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from Barry White Jr. up until Melanie on like the third or fourth obstacle, that it was just like, total knockout. That's mm-hmm. a total knockout.
But after them trying.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But it was, I mean, it was getting embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, they were also getting knocked out with balls to the head.
Yes.
Balls to the gut. Balls,
yes.
Balls were everywhere.
The balls were flying. Kevin Hart really was just besides himself. He found it all to be so funny. I don't know how he has any jokes left after the first night.
Well, I guess you have to tune in next week.
Yes. So Barry White Jr. ends up going first. He ends up making it through the first, what, three obstacles, but he's unable to...
No, I think he makes it through the first two, and then the second two, he gets totally knocked out.
Yes. Yeah, I think he ended up with... He couldn't get past the one...
That was hard.
Yeah, I mean, they're all very hard.
They were really hard.
Nicole, what do you think of the studio audience at TKO?
Basically, it was everybody pointing and covering their mouths.
I mean, the studio audience was pretty into it. They were chanting.
Have you ever been to a filming of a game show?
No.
It's pretty exciting when you're there.
It is exciting.
Actually,
I did go to the filming of American Ninja Warrior.
So you should know. It's exciting when you're there.
I was actually kind of bored. I went with Taryn. Taryn was into it, but it was celebrities. And so it was, I guess, you know, it was not as exciting as, I guess, the regular one. I mean, Taryn goes and he stays all night at American Ninja Warrior. But I mean, I was kind of bored.
Yeah, that's not your style.
I mean, I don't like watching people do
either.
The same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you just sit there and you just wait and you root against them. You just want them to fall.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I found it boring to sit there and watch it in person. I mean, I know I am not the target demo for this show.
I know, but I'm sure having Kevin Hart as the host.
I guess you're excited. Maybe Kevin Hart does like jokes and stuff.
I'm sure they have a hype man, and it's probably a lot of fun to go to.
The crowd also seemed really dressed up for the occasion.
Well, you should get dressed up.
They had like really good looking people in the audience dressed up like they were going. Maybe they tricked people.
They're not filming the ugly people.
They didn't even let them come to the premiere of TKO.
They didn't let them through the door.
No. I don't know what they did casting for the audience, too. That we had a thread up in the RHAP patron off topic group. Nicole, did you catch this during the show? Josh Creek got a screenshot of this person in the audience holding up a sign that says what, Nicole?
Balls to the face.
Yeah.
I have that in my bedroom.
You what now?
Just kidding. I don't.
Yes. Again, there was so much ball talk, and that's maybe why Nicole found this show so mesmerizing.
Yeah. Which zone do you feel like gave you the most trouble, if you had to say?
Those balls are deep.
Whoa, wait a minute, Tracy. Wait a minute.
Surrounded by balls, okay, and I was a little.
All right, Tracy, this is CBS.
That was Tracy the nurse.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what? She did better than a lot of nurses that I know would have done.
She didn't complete one obstacle. I don't even think she got close.
The nurses I know wouldn't have made it off the edge.
No, you know why? And she ended up coming in like third or fourth place.
Because she had my strategy.
Yeah, because she lost so quick. She didn't try. Like, she just like completely like jumped onto an obstacle, fell off again. And just because she made short work of trying.
That, you know,
she did well.
That would be so awesome. Just, this is what I would do. I'd go to the edge just with my arms out and belly flop like right on.
Mm-hmm.
Right in.
Yeah. One of the other things about TKO that they do that I think maybe people might not realize is that Kevin Hart kind of doxes you and does some sort of a background check and finds like your most embarrassing social media posts.
He doesn't do a background check. He just Googles you.
I don't think. Yeah. I mean, it's sort of like the Jeopardy thing where it's like, oh, it says here that you were. But they have like a big screen and they show like you bring like a clip or like an Instagram post so people can get to know you. And so you feel like you knew these people on the call.
Well, I did know the Barry White Jr. Mm-hmm. I did see his video before.
You had seen that.
That was all over Facebook.
So you feel like, much like a Will Sims 2 casting, you feel like that Barry White Jr. was a plant?
Maybe not a plant, but his viral video certainly helps.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
helped him land a spot.
Yeah.
Barry White Jr.
Mm-hmm.
As on the TKO.
Yes.
Yeah. So Barry White Jr. goes, and then we had like three stinkos in a row, starting with Tracy. And Tracy the nurse, she got knocked out of every zone, and Kevin Hart was not feeling it.
Yeah.
that he didn't. Well, he was afraid that she was going to, I guess, be murdered and then come back as a zombie.
Yeah,
he seemed scared about that.
That was an easy joke.
Yeah. Well, I mean, none of the jokes were, you know, anything but an easy joke on TKO.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the cop.
Who I thought was going to do well. I was disappointed in his performance.
No, he really stunk.
He was terrible.
He really stunk, and then he was, like, gassed.
Yeah.
And he had, like, no energy by the end. He was just, like, falling over by the end.
He walked so slowly to the buzzer.
Yeah.
That stopped the clock.
You would think he would have, like, a little bit of a pep in his step.
He's like, where's that naked guy to chase me?
No. No. He had nothing.
Yeah.
And then we had Melanie.
Boobs are us.
Yes. Melanie, and you would think that things would slow her down.
She had some things that were weighing her down.
She's a 42-year-old Houston Texans cheerleader.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I think that's that. I don't know what is it. I guess there's no age cutoff on cheerleading.
Never really thought about it.
Yeah, neither did I.
Yeah.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
She said she's competing against women that are half her age.
She looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
She has a great body.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she can move.
Yeah.
I mean, she can make dolphin noises.
She can make dolphin noises.
Which might get her kicked off the team.
She can do it all, except complete a challenge on TKO.
Well, when you have things like that weighing you down, it makes it hard.
Yeah. I don't know if she had the ideal body type for TKO, but I mean, Kevin Hart really, he manifested that this would happen.
You know, they were aiming for them.
Nicole, you don't even realize this, that clip was in
the promo.
The Survivor, yeah, preview. Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's when Kevin Hart came on the Survivor finale to talk about TKO. That they played that clip.
She could have busted an implant.
Well, that would have been quite a news-making event for the premiere of TKO. That's a TKO!
That is a knockout.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about what the T stands for.
What does it stand for?
No, that's another time. I'll tell you later. And then, so finally, we had our firecracker in Geronimo.
Yes.
And Geronimo was actually quite good.
I didn't like her at first.
You didn't like her
at first. But I did find myself rooting for her at the end.
She was very feisty.
Yeah.
That's what she said. She was a firecracker.
Yeah.
And she was actually quite good at jumping around. It turns out that also Jorge the cop was actually really bad at the volleyball cannon also.
Yeah, really bad shot for
Kevin
a cop.
Hart was really on his aim.
Yeah.
Did not think he was doing well.
You would think he could do better.
You would think so. But even though Geronimo was small, she was mighty.
Right.
She was from Boston, the city of champions, which Kevin Hart strongly contested, as he is an Eagles fan.
This is where I found her to be annoying.
Yes. Why?
Yeah.
When she was talking about the city of champions, Boston?
Yeah.
You don't like that?
It was just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin Hart got her back pretty good.
Yeah. Do it for Boston so we can get some chowder.
The classic chowder joke.
Yep.
From Kevin Hart
to
Geronimo. Ultimately, Geronimo would come the closest to Barry White Jr.'s time, but it really wasn't that close.
I was, as I was watching her, I was really hoping she was going to beat his time.
Yeah, it looked like she had a shot.
She
but
did
then,
really well.
Yeah, but then it just took her too long at the end. She had a chance on the second time that she went through the, you know, crazy log, crazy turning log where hammers.
Sounds dirty.
Yeah. There's no way to remember the names of any of these things.
Yes.
You know, when I was a kid and they had American Gladiators, like everything, like it was branded well that that there were gladiators like Nitro and Ice.
Yeah.
And then they had like the Eliminator and the Joust, and it was all the same stuff.
But it was boring.
It wasn't boring.
It was boring.
They had a tennis ball cannon.
Mm hmm. Were there ball jokes?
Not as many. They treated it like it was like sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, this isn't a sport.
Yeah, this is like just with like laughing.
Oh, and that's what the people want.
American Gladiators was a far superior show.
How dare you?
And I remember they talked about American Gladiators like it was, you know, this is it. This is the end of civilization, American Gladiators. Like, can you believe now what they have on television of people have a tennis ball cannon being shot at them and are fighting each other with these sticks?
Boob shot.
Yeah. Fast forward to 2018, okay?
Oh, boob shot.
I'm getting my other tattoo removed. The
dolphin gone?
Yeah, the dolphin is leaving.
Okay. All right. And that, for the most part, was TKO. But we have some questions, we have some feedback, and also another very interesting development regarding TKO. But let me just quickly thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. I mentioned them at the top of the show in the intro. Dish Network has a great offer for people that want to stay in touch with TV, want to watch TKO, Big Brother, maybe Survivor or sports, but they also want to leave their house. Well, Dish Network has the fix for you because they've got the Dish Tailgater Pro portable satellite antenna to deliver you your favorite shows. Now you can watch TKO on the road in crystal clear HD. It's only $34.99 a month with no credit checks or contracts. All you have to do, there's no Wi-Fi required, and it's rugged and weatherproof like myself and weighs just 8 pounds. You can haul it anywhere, Nicole, and wait until you see the Tailgater Pro in action. It's affordable. TV Outdoors does not have to be expensive. A lot of survivors, when we do the preseason, they talk about, oh, I want to take a TV as my three things I want. Now you can.
Now you can.
Now you can. With the Dish Tailgater Pro, one of the more affordable portable satellite antennas systems on the market, saving over $1,000 versus comparable systems. You don't need to be a Dish subscriber. You don't need a Dish at home to get Dish Outdoors. So call 1-833-TV for RV or visit dishoutdoors.com. Use promo code PRO50 at checkout to get $50 off your Tailgater Pro and Dish receiver bundle. Some restrictions may apply. Okay, Nicole, this is a crazy story going on here right now. We sat through all of TKO, and then I was apprised of this situation late in our Big Brother podcast, but here is the preview for next week's TKO.
Next Wednesday, we got more funny, more fails, and more epic moments. Plus, one of the stars from Big Brother, Tyler Crispin.
Let's go!
Goes head-to-head against a new set of competitors. Then your battle stations.
I'm so pumped up!
TKO next Wednesday.
Boy, Kevin Hart's really pumped up for next week. But, Nicole, Big Brother's Tyler Crispin is going to be taking on the TKO field next week?
This is huge. We got all the stars to align. Everything's working out perfect.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Nicole, how in the world is this happening?
How is he in the Big Brother house and filming?
This is like when Paul was on Candy Crush, but this is the crazy thing. So apparently, this didn't happen while they were filming. I don't believe so. they didn't take him out of the house to go do TKO.
Right.
But that, spoiler alert for Big Brother people, but Tyler Crispin has been doing fantastic in the first couple of weeks of Big Brother.
How is he doing fantastic?
He was the first HOH. He's running everything, and he's on a Lavasser-esque pace here.
Oh, that's high praise.
In Big Brother 20. And how come he got a TKO episode all about him? And you know how the Big Brother fan base is. You don't have to go back that far to remember in Big Brother 15 when there were all the rumors of Big Brother 15 is being fixed for Amanda Zuckerman because she's Alison Grodner's cousin. They're fixing the season. And it will not take much. And people will run with this why did they give him this preferential treatment?
Amanda was Alison Grunner.
No, it's not. It's just that these rumors and conspiracy theories, they really take hold. We need like a Big Brother Snopes out there to shoot down these fake stories. And I don't understand how, why. I mean, what if he would have gotten hurt? Like, did casting say, oh my God, this guy Tyler, he's amazing, that you're going to love him on Big Brother, he's going to be the star of the whole show, have him do TKO also before the show.
Or maybe he did TKO first, and they were like, we like this guy.
You didn't know.
Rob is totally rolling his eyes.
No way. that is not what happened. Because he applied that he was in the mix for Big Brother OTT.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like that he went and did TKO and they love him so much. And I mean, did Robin cast TKO? I mean, it's a Burnett show. I don't know if they work together. I mean, I can Google it real quick, but I don't know if Robin Cass.
Or maybe he was on the short list for Big Brother and then applied for TKO, and it's just a coincidence.
It can't be a coincidence that he's on two CBS shows at the same time.
Well, when did this film?
Yeah. Although Robin Cass is tweeting a lot about TKO, so perhaps that she was like, oh, I've got the perfect guy for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's so crazy.
It is crazy.
And honestly, I would have liked to have seen a whole Big Brother 20 cast. I'll tell you who I think that I would like to see: Swaggy C on the TKO course. I would love to see JC on the TKO course. Nicole, there's a bunch of other Big Brother people.
What about Survivors?
Let me finish with Big Brother 20. Okay. There's a bunch of other Big Brother 20 people that I would love to see. Franklin would be great on the TKO course.
Totally.
And so would Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that both of those people would be fantastic on the TKO course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not in the house.
Okay. Nicole, let's get to some questions.
You are such a liar. Questions.
Okay, well, you go along with it. Okay. All right. So here are some questions from the listeners of Rob Has a Podcast about TKO. First question, Jennifer Jones wants to know, Candy Crush or TKO, Nicole?
I'm going to go with TKO.
TKO, I think, has a more simple and concise premise.
Yeah.
Whereas Candy Crush, I still don't understand what the rules of Candy Crush are. At least I can wrap my head around what TKO is supposed to be.
And there's balls being thrown at your head.
Yeah. Candy Crush is like things were just happening on the screen. It's like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Very confusing.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Yes. Okay. Brett the Shower Man wants to know, was the handshake teacher a recruit, or do you think he's a TKO super fan? And Josh Creek wants to know, what will Nicole's handshake be?
I don't do handshakes.
You don't do a handshake, so you wouldn't do it either.
I would get anxiety also. Yeah. Off the handshake.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, choreographed things aren't my... I'm more freestyle.
Maybe we need some sort of RHAP choreographed handshake, and I can just do that.
We should do it.
Okay, Nicole, this is a question from...
It would be something like holding the microphone like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, something like
but
that.
But a smaller one.
Smaller one.
Yeah.
David Baltazar wants to know...
Kind of like the salt shaker.
Yes, like Todd Frazier. Mm-hmm. David Baltazar wants to know, Nicole, can we hear your dolphin noise?
No!
Why not?
That's weird.
Why not? Wow. You threw me off. I didn't know you were trying to do that.
Was it good?
It was okay. You are a dolphin fan. Dolphin.
A dolphin tattoo.
Yes. Okay. Alex Phillips just writes, boob shot, this show is trash.
Stop it.
You're trash. Rat. You're garbage at rap. You can't rap. You have no...
Not voice. Very beneficiary?
Not very beneficiary.
Yeah. I mean, they could have gotten some survivors. I mean, I think people would have loved to have seen... Ozzy. Maybe really? They couldn't get Joey Amazing for this one.
Yeah.
They used him on Candy Crush.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Who else?
Malcolm.
Malcolm would have been fine on TKO.
Yeah.
That would have been good.
I feel like Wendell would have done pretty good.
Sure. Sure. Jennifer Jones also said, I don't understand the scoring or the time system. No comment?
Oh, no. The time. I was waiting for you. It starts when it starts. Mm-hmm. And then if you fall off the first time, the clock keeps going. And then when you fall off the second time, the clock stops. And then you go to zone two, right?
Yeah. Nicole, it seems like that you were not the only person that had this idea about how to beat the game.
Who's the cheater also?
Nicole Sweeze says, pretty sure if you just ran up to each zone and jumped in as fast as possible, you would win. Hashtag emerging gameplay. Kevin Daugherty said, yeah, I had the same thought exactly on the last two obstacles. So it seems like that you are not alone.
Just freaking nosedive right in.
Yeah, maybe Kevin Hart like makes it explicitly clear, like, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. But you, all right, so you fake it, like, oh, I fell.
Yes,
I'm so glutzy.
Yes. Natalie Franklin says, why is someone named Furious? Please don't make me turn the sound on.
Oh, the husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She was watching with the sound off. He wants to know why somebody named Furious.
Yeah. Well, that's Tracy's husband.
Yes. And Nicole said that was her husband. No word on if that was his actual name or his mood as he watched his wife fall spectacularly.
Oh, Nicole, you're so funny.
Okay, Nicole. Any other final thoughts? For the record, I am interested to see Tyler Crispin next week on TKO. So very sneaky CBS to make me watch two episodes of TKO.
They know what they're doing.
Yes. So TKO, I just thought that unless you really love watching people fall, I don't think it's like The Price is Right where they're going to change the obstacles every single week.
I was thinking about that. Like, they would have to make it. Maybe they made it really hard and they were like, oh, maybe this is too hard.
I just feel like that you when you watch people do the same four obstacles every week, it's not like the people are going to be so funny or anything like that.
I would hope they change it.
You would think so, but I don't think they're going to change it the whole season.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we'll come back next week to see if there's different obstacles, but I think it's going to be the same stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what's doing on TKO. Mm-hmm. Give me your prediction. What's the ratings on TKO?
I think it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
What else are people watching?
Big Brother has done very well this summer. And so we'll see how many people. I think Curiosity Factor, people are probably going to check it out.
There are a lot of Kevin Hart fans, too.
There are a lot. I mean, Kevin Hart is a big name to host this show. So
big name, little guy.
I just feel like that Kevin Hart doing anything for an hour would have to be more interesting than this. Like, I would watch Kevin Hart interview these people for an hour rather than make them do these obstacles and watch Kevin Hart talk about them getting hit with balls.
I bet it's pretty impossible, though, to get tickets to go see it.
You think so? No.
Because it's Kevin Hart.
No, stop it. Stop it. I'm sure it's the easiest ticket going to sit and watch TKO.
I don't know.
You might get paid to go sit there and watch TKO.
You don't get paid to sit in game show audiences.
You don't? I think they do casting on these things.
No, I've sat in audiences.
For what? What game show did you go watch?
I don't remember what I went and saw, but I remember I was in the audience for a game show.
Okay, well, maybe somebody can help settle this. All right, Nicole, do we have a...
I was on a game show and I didn't get paid.
Well, okay, but they didn't make you sit there in the audience the whole day. They dangled the opportunity to win money in front of your face.
And I lost.
Mission accomplished. Nicole, what is the hashtag?
Balls, balls, balls.
Oh, oh! Boom shot! Boom shot!
What do you want?
It's more what do you want? And we know Rob wants the boob shot.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody should write that in their Twitter anyway, but...
Boob shot?
Yeah. Look, that I want people to be gainfully employed. I don't want their employers going through their Twitter history, but I think that's still safer than balls, balls, balls.
You can be talking about something else.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. All right. Nicole, what else?
That's all I got.
All right. Well, great job covering TKO. Are you up too late
I am up a little late. It's 10:30.
Okay, past Nicole's primo podcasting time. Mm-hmm. Do you have any stories you want to tell the audience?
I don't know. Do I?
I don't know.
You know all my stories. And once I tell them to you, I forget them.
Are you going to go into training for a future season of TKO?
I was thinking of it.
How would you do on the obstacle course? I think you have Geronimo upside.
I'm very klutzy.
Yes.
But I do well with adrenaline.
Yes. Nicole, let's check in on social media and see some of the tweets, the top tweets that are out there about TKO. Let's see. Coco the Bear said, so Tyler is on TKO. Yeah, that's sus as hell. Catherine Murphy says, I'm watching TKO. Here's my thought. If you just got a TKO right quick on each obstacle, you'd finish like 5 minutes instead of wasting time messing around trying to get through each one.
Brilliant.
It seems like a lot of people are on board. Kevin Hart said, it's going down tomorrow night, people. TVD's got a whole lot better. I can't wait for you to see how crazy this show is.
Why does Kevin Hart tweet like Russell Hans?
Kevin Hart keeps reminding us that like, this is like nothing ever. You've never seen this before. This is so crazy.
And you'll probably only see 3 episodes.
Yeah, there's a reason why you haven't seen this before.
What if he's listening to this?
Hi, Kevin.
Hashtag balls, balls, balls.
Yes, yes. This is another one. Austin says, if the contestants were smart, they'd purposely get a TKO on each obstacle and they'd get the fastest time. Oh, we didn't talk about VSW on Twitter says, wait a minute. Is Kevin Hart for real saying TKO or TK go, Nicole?
In the beginning, when they start, didn't he say TK go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He did say TK go. Reality Barbecue has a crazy conspiracy theory. I told you these conspiracy theories. Here we go. Best guess. This is from Reality Barbecue on Twitter, RBBQ. They had multiple house guests separately filmed during the preseason and chose who to feature based on popularity after the first 2 weeks. No way.
Do you know how expensive that would be?
They did not. I mean, I believe Tyler is competing against the field on TKO next week. I don't think they filmed. Like, okay, this is, all right, everybody, back to one. This is the Fessel episode of, then maybe he's the breakout character of the season. All right, here we go. Fessel, TKO, and action.
Ditch the rest.
Boy, TKO. All right, Nicole.
Conspiracy theorists are insane.
Yes. Thank you, Nicole. Welcome to 2018. Matt Rega on Twitter says, yep, thought about myself. Any hard one that you don't think you could finish fast, fall off quickly 2 times and take the penalty. Because if you try hard and spend time getting far into a run, that will take up a lot more time than the 1 minute penalty.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we're all on the same page. The rules of TKO make no sense. The woman who did nothing beat people that got further than her.
That actually did well.
Like Melanie, I think, came in last for the show.
But she did pretty well.
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. Nicole, there you go. Julie Chen also did a round of TKO against Jesse.
Yeah.
Yes. Jesse and Liz Nolan also attempted it as well.
How'd they do?
I don't think they
not
did
well.
Great.
Not well.
Not great. All right. That's been our TKO podcast. We'll be back on Thursday night. With a recap of the eviction from this week. Talk about whether or not we'll be seeing Swaggy C or Winston on an upcoming episode of TKO.
Yeah, I'll be back next week on the Patreon.
Patreon 5 for 5. So check out Nicole there. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love the feedback from you guys. Nicole's on Twitter. She is at Nicole Loves Shoes. Or no, Nicole Says What?
Nicole Says What? Yeah.
Nicole's on Twitter at Nicole Says What?
But if you don't like me, I'm at Eliza Orleans.
It's E Orleans. I don't think that's.
Never.
And I'm at Rob Cisterino. And of course, you can hear Nicole every week on the Patreon 5 for 5 when you go to robhasawebsite.com/patron. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Well, I have to do an end roll on this.
I'm f***ing hungry.
Thanks again to Dish for sponsoring today's episode. You probably heard by now that the Dish Tailgater Pro portable satellite antenna is one of the best pieces of gear to enjoy the experience of HDTV outdoors and get $50 off your very own Tailgater Pro bundle. It's the one with the clear dome. Call 1-833-TV for RV or visit dishoutdoors.com and use promo code PRO50 at checkout. Some restrictions may apply.